time. I like Roger. I think Roger is got an echo in here. He's strong. He has a strong desire to play and to be good. So does Cody Wallace. So those two guys really are in the works there in case Jamon can't play. We'll kind of figure that out probably even pregame if Jamon's going to be able to.
Is it Bopi that makes that right guard, or is there a chance that you move Larson again? Or we just talking about right guard?
Well, there are combinations, Rick, but I think that might be more disruptive. Now, if something else were to happen, there's a whole bunch of permutations that occur, but going in, I'd probably just say those two at right guard. Again, I hope it's Jamon, you know, but we'll see.
Coach Eric Wright was back at practice today. Is he good to go for this week?
Yeah, as long as he's healthy, you know. So he did everything out there today. So unless he has a setback, yeah, he'll be ready to roll.
Were you satisfied with Laquan Lewis returning kicks last week, or are you going to make another change?
Well, I wasn't satisfied, but I'm not sure change is the answer. Sometimes as a coach, you want them to have a second chance, right? Okay, now I've done it. Let me see how I do it now that I'm doing something for a repeat performance. I don't know if that'll be the case. We have several guys that can do it. Reed can do it. Taekwon can do it. Owosu can do it. So we'll figure that out, you know. But I guess it's like one of those deals. When you got four, do you really have one? You know, we'll have to lock into one here. And you know, if Reed is healthy, he's done it for us. You know, I think he's okay. You know, you just got to go and see.
For you, this is the first time you'll play the same team again, mm-hmm. division opponent. Don't typically do that in college all that much. I know you were in the NFL and did it. But what challenges does that present? You know, they know that you know different game plan. Teams are different 8 weeks down the road. Just what are some of the variables in playing the same team twice?
Well, I think it's especially significant this year. Because they didn't know anything. You know, they only speculated what we had done at Rutgers and what we had done at other, you know, what Bill had done at Miami. Now they've got 9 games on video. So this is more like a first game for us because now they have what we've done. So, you know, I think it'll be, you know, as I've said before, this football team that we're playing does a lot of things that, you know, when you look at their league rankings, very, very well, like top 10. And we have some issues, obviously, on defense if you just look at the rankings in some areas. So we're going to have to really try to be better in those areas of deficiency and see if we can't make some improvement this week. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to keep that offense under control.
Last week we saw a couple plays in the seam. I think you were in cover two with Antonio Gates. Mason might have been trying to get deep on some of those dropped. Olsen is another guy that's very effective. It seems like there's a tight end every week, but are there things you can do there, or is Mason just got to, and I don't know if it was necessarily his responsibility on some of those plays, but is that a challenge for a Mike linebacker? You have to drop against some of those faster tight ends, I guess.
Sure, it's a challenge, you know, period, for your defense when they have these tight ends that are really good receivers. I'm sure Greg is licking his chops, Greg Olsen, with what he saw last week. And, you know, we have to shore that up. There's no doubt about that. Otherwise, he'll hurt us. He's a really good player as well and, you know, has hurt other people with his receiving skills. So definitely a challenge, you know, when you talk about Steve Smith and Olsen and the running backs and Cam. There's a lot of places you got to kind of pick where you're going to go with the thing. And then when you flip it over on their defense, that front four has been really, really tough to block. So, and then the rookie linebacker, who I think is really playing well, Keekly. So, I mean, there's some things that we definitely were up against, but we're preparing, and hopefully we'll go out and execute.
Couple more. Was Zuta? I mean, he did a lot of things for you at Rutgers. Did
yeah.
You tackle and inside. I mean, so he's been that wild card for you before. He was a team guy, but he finally gets to play center. Is that a hard sell at a long run?
Well, there was no sell. I mean, but I tried to make him part of what we're doing. But the reality is that was what was best for the team. We're going to do that. But you're right. And as I understand it, he did that here as well, like played a lot of different positions. Jeremy came in as a freshman, and we weren't very good, and he was pretty good even as a freshman. He was mature, strong. So he played almost every position that first year as a freshman. And then as I followed him a little bit from afar, he did that here. And like you said, he settled in at center and was getting comfortable with it. And I think, you know, establishing himself as an NFL center, and then the injuries happened. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, yeah, he was raring to do it. But he trusts us if we feel that's the best thing to win. And what he did is go out and play a good game against great competition, and then he played another good game against great competition. And I think he improved from week one to week two. So if he can continue that trend, he's going to help us win for sure. We good? I'm sorry?
At guard, bigger toll physically for him?
Yeah, because you can get isolated more one-on-one. You don't get help as much. And those three techniques, you know, in this league are just – some of them are just huge men. And, you know, play after play after play. But, you know, Jeremy's a tough guy and works hard to take care of his body. So he's got that going for him. See you out there, guys. Thanks.